Yes?
Hi, it's Alex Lifeson calling.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Where are you going from?
Fresno.
Fresno? Are you playing there tonight? Or?
Yeah, tonight.
Great. I appreciate you giving me the interview. I understand Rush doesn't do too many interviews.
We do a number of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, seldom at this time of the day on a show day, though. There was a bit of a mix-up in the scheduling.
But. Yeah, is it? It's 6:30 down there, is it, as well?
Yep.
And you're playing at 8 o'clock or something?
Right.
Wow. Done your sound check already?
Yep, we like to do it around 4.
Good. How's the Roll the Bones tour going, Alex?
Good, very good. We, we've been out since the end of October. The tour has not really been hurt by the way the economic picture has been, so we've been very fortunate. Canada's been a little tougher, actually, but generally things are quite good for us.
Who's opening for you tonight? Primus?
Primus, yeah.
How have they been their tour with so far?
They've got over really, really well. But primarily we've been on the coast, and they're fairly well known on the coast.
Yeah. So. I don't know much about them, but I've seen one of their videos, and their bass player sure seems to have a good handle on things there.
Oh, yeah. They have lots of stage presence, that's for sure. They're really a good band. They're very, very good musicians. And I personally really like their songwriting. It's kind of bent and different, but it's refreshing in a lot of ways.
All right. And the Rush fans seem to like them as well?
Great. They've been going over very well.
Great. I was wondering if you could outline the musical progression that Rush has taken over the years, Alex. The first album was almost like a landmark heavy metal album, I guess, and then from then on, when Neil Peart came on board, it's been sort of a constant experimenting and branching out somewhat?
That's true.
How would you say that the latest album, Roll the Bones, has brought you a long way since the first album, but has it been a constant progression? Like every album, you try and get something different?
Yeah, actually, we try very hard to do something different. There's always been a fear of repeating yourself, and there are only 12 notes in that scale, so I think this record has picked up where Presto started, in that we wanted to change the direction and kind of go back to that real core three-piece that maybe we, you know, throughout the 80s and certainly from the mid-80s on, we kind of experimented with keyboards a lot and lost a little bit of the core of what the band was about, and found that we really enjoyed just rocking out, and we really looked at this record with that sort of direction. So I think basically we've taken maybe a couple of steps sideways and gone back to reevaluating some of the things that Rush was all about.
Does Geddy play a little less keyboards on this tour?
The keyboards are downplayed. The keyboards, even in the mix, primarily are downplayed. They're not as elaborate. They're not as complicated as they were, and they're used more for textural colorings rather than as predominant instruments.
I see.
So it's nice the guitar's come up and, you know, taken a little bit of space that maybe it had given up to keyboards in the past, and hopefully we'll continue that.
I guess you're awful busy on stage yourself there between playing guitar and doing a lot of background vocals.
Yeah, and I play keyboards as well. Yeah, it's very busy on stage. I mean, we've always tried to duplicate what we do in the studio, so it keeps you very busy. It keeps your hands and feet and everything going at the same time.
Have you ever felt the desire to sing lead on any particular song at all?
No, never.
I was also wondering if some of the more involved songs, if you ever considered expanding to a four-piece live, like maybe adding a separate keyboardist or a rhythm guitarist, maybe, or...
We talked about that in the 70s, but decided that what we really wanted was to put the onus on ourselves to learn to play other instruments and, you know, and work a little bit harder if we could. So that's what we ended up doing. We've never really looked back from that. We've enjoyed working with other musicians from time to time on our records, but generally we like to you know, we'd just like to keep it as a three-piece.
Mm-hmm. And I was also wondering if you ever had the desire to make a solo album. I know you got lots of fans out here that would like to see what you could do on your own.
Never really had the desire for it, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that goes for all of us. So our musical aspirations seem to be satisfied with Rush.
Yeah, no doubt.
And we do occasionally work on other people's records or work with some other musicians. So mm-hmm. you get the opportunity to do something else in a slightly different environment. But to do a solo project, you know, that's like looking at a record that Rush does, and that kind of time requirement, and you know, we tour a lot, we record it, our recording takes a while, and writing, to think of another 5 or 6 months of work on a solo record, I don't think anybody really wants to give that up.
No doubt, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. over a whim, because right now that's all it is. I think what would be interesting is to get involved in maybe some film work and stuff. That would be
yeah. Well, I was wondering about that, because obviously a lot of the Rush songs are very cinematically inclined.
Yeah.
You know, pictures in your mind from
the yeah, films. And that's the way we write this stuff. We mm-hmm. try to get a visual picture of lyrically what's being said, and then write it in such a way that it captures some of that.
I was wondering if you remembered the first song you heard, if there was one that made you go, yeah, I want to be a rock guitarist.
Well, there were certainly songs, I don't know about the first song, but there were certainly songs when I started playing, or just as I started, that were quite influential.
How old were you when you started, Alan?
I guess I was about 11 or 12.
And how old are you now?
I'm 38.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've been playing for a few years, I guess.
Yeah, can you still remember the first time you jammed with Geddy?
No, not the first time. I remember the early jamming, but not the first time in particular.
Yeah.
We used to get together after school,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we both plug into his amp and just play songs that we knew.
Yeah.
And we did that for a while, actually, but he was playing with a bunch of other guys, and I was playing with a bunch of other guys. We were all kind of at the same stage at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It was during that period that we got together.
Yeah. How did you learn guitar, Alex? Was it all from ear?
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't take any lessons or read any books? Or?
I studied later on. I took classical guitar for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about the extent of my mm-hmm. formal training. As a matter of fact, the guy that I studied with, my teacher, is a doctor in Vancouver now.
Oh.
Yeah, he moved from Toronto to Vancouver, and he's been there since.
What's his name?
Elliot Goldner.
G-O-L-D-N-E-R?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a very, very fine guitarist, a good teacher, and a wonderful person.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, you're obviously very accomplished. Did you have to practice a lot in the early days, or do you still practice a lot now, or...?
I practice a lot more now than I did then.
Hmm.
Our touring schedule was heavier back in those days.
Yeah.
So I found that I didn't have long breaks in between, well, really, in between concentrated and intense playing. Now I find that I have to play daily probably about 1 to 2 hours of just, practice in addition to the 2 hours.
Is that your phone there?
Oh, I'm in the production office.
Oh, okay.
It's okay, don't worry.
Yeah. I was wondering what the most exciting aspect of Rush is for you, Alex. Is it the writing, the recording, or the live performance, if you can have to choose one?
They are both very different things, and they're very satisfying in their own ways. I have to admit that with touring, I much prefer to be working all the time. Our schedule has eased up a bit.
Mm.
We don't work quite as much in that we don't do very many consecutive nights.
Oh, you'd rather work consecutive nights, would you?
We usually work 2 days on, 1 day off.
Mm.
This particular run has us working, 2 days on, one off, one on, one off.
Mm.
I find those are too many days off, and I really enjoy playing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I would I'd prefer to work a little bit more. Mm. Recording is a very satisfying thing in that you're in your most basic creative element and putting stuff together, and I enjoy the technical end as well in the studio, so that is very satisfying.
Mm-hmm. And I understand understand that most of the Rush tunes have their nucleus in jams between you and Getty?
That was the case in the old days. Mm-hmm. Well, not the old days. That was the case a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple of records we don't seem to jam as much in soundcheck.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, the stuff that we do in soundcheck, you might have thought was okay at the time, but quite often doesn't really stand up. Now, in the past, when we had tapes and tapes and tapes and tapes of all those afternoon jams, you could always pick out some half-decent stuff and, put it all down to one tape and refer to it when you needed something to act as a spark or when you needed a piece. With this record, we really sat down and just started playing, and that's the way it came together. We were much more into the flow of what we were doing at the time.